Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Who's ready for story time?
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey everyone, this is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the Czar, the NXT champion, and you're listening to...
And you're listening to...
And you're listening...
And you are listening...
And you're listening...
To the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Wrestling Podcast.
To the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast. Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
You're listening to the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast post show. It's Stan C and Ro Moran talking about some NXT stuff. Chino and Emil had to dip early because, well, real life is taking over at busy sila. So, Ro, let's start with Tatum Paxley, who has earned herself a women's championship match. It's a triple threat between her, Roxanne Perez, and Lyra Valkyria. And they've tweaked yung obsessive fan storyline of Tatum Paxley instead of it being a complete rehash of the Mickey James and Trish Stratus arc from 2005. It became about Tatum Paxley being more fixated on the NXT Women's Championship.
Yeah, I like that they actually went out of their way. If you pay attention, like, they actually went out of their way to establish that this isn't another lesbian fan, obsessive fan angle. It is an update for 2024. What she's fixated on is the championship. Yung toy ni Lyra Valkyria, not Lyra Valkyria herself, which is interesting and, you know, super good because it removes a problematic factor of the original Mickey James and Trish Stratus story, which was really written for the male gaze because, you know, it was hot lesbian action.
Yeah, HLA, I was about to say.
So while I don't feel that it was smooth, that the landing was smooth, I do have to give them props for trying because it could have easily been wrong. It could have easily been the wrong way to go about it. And that was what I was worried about. Not even worried, but that's what I thought when I first saw that Tatum Paxley was yung big fan ni Lyra. So I enjoy that. I think she's really good. Tatum Paxley can ball. You know, it might not be obvious. I say maybe you don't watch some of the shorter women's matches that they do on NXT with the more inexperienced women, but she is really, really good. She is deserves the mentong spot nito as a championship contender. I wouldn't even be surprised if they end up pulling that trigger, especially if Roxanne is going up to the main roster. So one to watch. I think Tatum Paxley has earned this opportunity.
Yeah, so that's happening at NXT Spring Break-In. Very interesting because we haven't really seen a whole lot of Tatum Paxley because during this story with Lyra, she's really just either getting involved in the matches as a side character or in my backstage vignettes. So yeah, you have to have really paid attention to the development if you're looking for the in-ring stuff as opposed to like someone like Lyra who really had to be shown on TV winning a lot of matches en route to her women's championship victory.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine. We know Lyra as an entity because of NXT UK, right?
Yeah.
But Tatum has been really good so fast. So you know, I enjoy her work.
Mm-hmm. One interesting note here: Tatum Paxley is actually the oldest woman in this triple threat. She's in her late 20s. Lyra's in her mid 20s. Roxanne is like 22, 23. So
that's still young.
Yeah, which is a big contrast considering na mas experience in Roxanne and Lyra, di ba? Than Tatum Paxley.
Eh, ganun talaga. It is what it is sometimes for kids nowadays.
Yeah, and she did transition from, I believe, weightlifting.
Ah, oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, galing siya ibang sport. I believe it was powerlifting or weightlifting. Anyway, more NXT news here. If you have noticed, you know quarter catch crew na bawasan ng isa. So now it is just Charlie Dempsey, Damon Kemp, and Miles Bourne. And presumably dahil to sa controversy ni Drew Gulak where Ronda Rousey accused Drew Gulak of inappropriately touching yung drawstring ng pantalon ni Ronda. Back when they were working together. So now, the way that they wrote it in the story is Charlie Dempsey and the NQCC had a problem internally, alluding to Drew Gulak, I guess, and they had the D'Angelo family take care of said problem, mafia style. So parang pinapatay or pinaligpit nila tong si Drew Gulak. So
sinalvage.
Sinalvage. Or pinatukhang. So what do you think about the way that they wrote Drew Gulak out?
It's interesting, and it's I don't know if he deserves it. Siyempre, we don't know the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I do think, I guess, they found something because they quickly wrote him out, and then they made sure to acknowledge as well. Now, okay, we're missing one person, but we can't say who that person is. Although you know who the person is, if we can't say it because legal stuff. Sure, but it's weird because we can easily say nobody. Nobody will see the story and think anyone else got salvaged. Obviously, someone is Drew Gulak. Sino pang nawawala sa inyo kundi si Drew Gulak, di ba?
Teka lang, on the subject of legality, kasi diba Drew Gulak is his real name.
Yeah.
If it were, let's say, someone like Charlie Dempsey who was using a ring name, would it be allowed to say his name? Kasi diba kung kunwari, real name mo, may kaso ka or whatever.
It's his name, man. I don't understand why they were tiptoeing around it, but obviously clearly alluding to it. Because who else is going to be the missing person in the No Quarter Catch crew? Nobody else was missing from their lineup that day or the episode na yun.
Pati so I don't understand. Yung tron nila, wala na rin yung pangalan ni Gulak.
I mean, they also weren't referring to yung kaso niya, di ba? Yung whatever case somebody has. I don't know if Ronda pressed charges, but obviously, there is something. There might be an internal administrative case that they weren't referring to that. Hindi naman nila sabi, oh, may kaso kami. May kaso si Drew Gulak. Mayroon siya sexual harassment allegations. So, you had a storyline for it. So I don't understand why it was weird to not say his name. So it's weird. Lang. It's one of those things now. Yeah, I get it. But you're also kind of treating everyone like an idiot here. Kasi, even though we all know who it is anyway. But that's neither here nor there. I guess in the end, right? If he is serving time, right? So they went about it by having the NQCC broker a deal with the family, and now they won't honor their payment because for some reason di pa na sila ano. People are okay with associating with the mafia, right?
Oh.
So that's kind of weird. But I guess thinking about it now, I guess it lines up with the positioning of NQCC as heels, while the family is, leaning more toward faces, despite being a clearly criminal organization.
Despite being so, murderers.
Yeah. I feel like hindi nila, I feel like inyong minadali nila. Like, okay, we'll do all of this in time for spring break and because Ronda Rousey accused Drew Gulak last week, diba?
Yeah.
So it was messy. I won't disagree that it got the job done, but it was also kind of clunky. And I feel like the segment that we got yesterday on NXT, it felt a little confusing because all of a sudden, you know, nobody wants to pay. And then they were clearly doing this heelish thing. And then apparently one side was more heelish than the other. So, you know, parang okay, who am I really supposed to root for here? Yung hindi nabayaran. Kasi freelancer tayo. Sanay tayo hindi nabayaran on time.
Na-estafa daw yung ano eh, D'Angelo family.
Oh. Ironically.
That joke will never get old, I swear. Anyway, yun lang, quick hits from NXT. We're not really doing NXT spring break and predictions unless unless there's not a whole lot to talk about coming off of the weekend reactions. So,
yeah.
Meron man, abangan nyo na lang next week when we record our picks of the week and our weekend reacts. For now, we're going to end our Wrestling podcast post show. Thank you for continuing to make us a part of your wrestling diet each week. We really appreciate it. And we also want to say thanks to Babyface producer Jasper and everyone over at the Pod Network for the work that they do behind the scenes. Thank you very much for catching another episode of the show. On behalf of Ro Moran, Chino Liao, Emil Nate, and Rowan ASH, I'm Stan C. And this has been another episode of the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. Later, outcasts.
Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.